You are going to listen to 12 dialogues. Listen and decide what the people in the dialogues are doing or talking about. There are 20 alternatives to choose from. Mark your answer by putting the number for each of the dialogues, 1 to 12, in the correct box. Remember, use only 12 of the boxes. Listen carefully. You'll only hear the dialogues once. Read all 20 alternatives on your answer sheet. Okay, let's listen to dialogue number 1. What are these two people doing?
I like this place.
Yeah, it's got quite an atmosphere, and I know what I'm having.
No, what's that?
They're really good at Cajun here.
Isn't Cajun hot?
Oh, yeah, but they can prepare it to suit your taste, mild or spicy.
So what are you having?
Number 6, the seafood casserole with scallops, lobster and shrimp.
Sounds like a good choice. It comes with rice and vegetables. Yeah, I think I'll have the same. What are they doing? Write number 1 in the correct box. Ready? Listen to dialogue number 2. What is the man doing?
Put some more weight on your left foot when you hit the ball.
Like this?
You need to follow through better.
It feels kind of funny.
The key is to shift your balance when you go through with your swing. Just swing the club. Don't push.
Do I need to change my grip?
No, it looks fine to me. Why don't you try one of your woods instead of your irons? Now, concentrate on shifting your weight, like we talked about just now.
Ooh, this is hard. Do you think I'll ever learn?
Now question number 3. What are they doing?
Hey, did you go to the baseball match with Layla?
Well, yeah. No. I just happened to meet her there.
But you knew she was going, or you wouldn't have been there, right?
I don't know.
So where did you go after the game?
Oh, we went to a cafe and had lattes and muffins, you know.
And then?
Okay. I asked her out. What's the big deal? If you must know, we went to a movie last night.
Wow. Will you be seeing her again?
Number 4. What are they doing?
Yes, that's my property, Wall Street. This is going to cost you. Let's see. $800, please.
Oh, that's not fair. I don't have any cash right now. Can I owe you till I pass go?
No way. If you can't cough it up, you'll have to mortgage one of your properties.
All right. Oh, I'll sacrifice a railway station.
Okay. Now it's my turn. Where are the dice? Community chest. Yes. Withdraw $500 from the bank.
Ugh, some people are so lucky.
Number 5. What is the man doing?
Can I help you?
I hope so. You see, we were in Morocco on holiday last month, and we exchanged more pounds than we should have. We really didn't need all the cash. You know, things were really cheap. And also, we found that we could use our credit cards just like we do here. So I would like to exchange this for pounds.
Okay, well, we'll accept the notes, minus a commission, of course.
What about the coins?
Sorry, we don't take those. Why don't you keep them as souvenirs, or put them into this collection box for the Red Cross?
Or maybe I can save them for next time. What about the traveller's cheques?
Number 6. What are they talking about?
I don't know. Most evenings, the kids seem to be glued to the TV.
In our family, we have a rule. No TV until after they finish their homework, and never after 9:30.
But there are some very good educational programs.
Yeah, maybe so, but it's just so much easier if you lay down a simple rule and stick to it.
I'm not sure. It's better to talk things through together. Be flexible. Explain why we do.
Yeah, well, yes, of course. Just as long as you remember, you have to be their parent, not their buddy.
Number 7. What are they doing?
Oh, we're so close. We were ahead 2 minutes before the end of the final quarter and then we blew it.
I really thought we'd do better with those new signings.
Well, that's life. You can't win them all, can you?
I guess not.
Anyway, it was a good game. The spectators were really enthusiastic.
Yes, but I'd expected a better performance from the defence. No coordination a lot of the time.
Kerry was a star, though. Without him, the result would have even been worse.
Number 8. What are they doing?
Sandy, what are you doing here?
I help out here on Saturdays and sometimes during the week if someone's off sick.
Really? What do you have to do?
Well, mostly I stack shelves, but sometimes on the cheese counter or in the bakery section.
What's the pay like?
£4.50 an hour if you're under 18.
That sounds okay. Have you ever been on the checkout?
Yeah, but only to help customers put their things into bags, and it's dead boring. What I really want to do is work on the computer in the stockroom.
Cool. Do you think they take me on here?
Sure, why not? Ask Mrs. Latimer. She's my supervisor.
Number 9. What are they talking about?
Ooh, I can't make up my mind. The Isle of Wight, Jersey, the West Country, the Dorset Coast.
We've been to those places. Why not try something further away?
Do you really think so?
Yeah, why not? Somewhere in the Mediterranean, maybe. It's not so expensive just now.
But not one of those islands with discos and nightclubs everywhere.
But not too far away either. Just a place with good food and where you can meet the local people and...
And then there's the cultural aspect.
I don't fancy visiting a lot of museums this time. We had enough of those last year.
Number 10. What are they doing?
Excuse me. You don't know where I can find information about musicals, do you?
Have you tried the drama section?
Yes, but without much success.
Did you ask at the help desk?
No, they all seem to be so busy.
Well, musicology is supposed to be in the next aisle. Maybe you'll find something there. I don't know really, I'm just looking myself.
Thanks, I really need some books for my school project. About classical composers. Maybe they're out.
Well, then you'll just have to wait. They must be returned after 3 weeks.
Number 11. What are they talking about?
So what was that all about?
A dissatisfied customer.
What's the matter?
Well, I think he just wasn't able to use the product.
So what did he tell you?
Well, he complained about the specifications and that it didn't have the accessories he needed.
Couldn't you have suggested an exchange for a more powerful model or something?
Yeah, I thought about that, but I figured he'd just be back in here again. He showed me his receipt and I gave him his money back.
Good move.
Number 12. What are they doing?
There you are. You've missed half the performance.
Not really. I was only 5 minutes late, but they wouldn't let me go to my seat, so I had to watch the first act from the back of the stalls.
I waited for you in the lobby almost until the curtain went up.
That was nice of you. Have you got a programme?
Sure. Do you think we have some time for coffee?
I could do with a cup, but the intermission is just about over, and I'd hate to miss another minute of this performance.
And that's the end of the listening test.